So I Met This Guy by Alexandra Potter, read by Shelley Conn.
Dear reader, I'm often asked how I get ideas for my novels, and this one came to me when I was out walking the dog. It was a particularly damp and soggy day, and as I tramped across the park, lost in a world of my own imagination, I suddenly had this image in my mind of an old caravan in the corner of a muddy field, stuck out in the middle of nowhere. I could clearly see the woman who lived there. Her name was Maggie. What had happened to her, I wondered. What turn had her life taken for her to end up there? And as the scene played out in my head, I saw another, much younger woman, determinedly approaching the caravan. It was pouring with rain and she was getting filthy and wet through. Why was she there? What relationship did these two women have? This scene was the inspiration for my new book. And while I knew I wanted it to be a fun, escapist read about the power of friendship and finding yourself, a story filled with adventure and joy and humour, there was a serious message too. More and more, I'd been reading about the growing rise in romance fraud, where unsuspecting victims are scammed out of large amounts of money by someone with whom they've formed a romantic relationship. Often, these fraudsters target dating apps and social media, creating fake personas and spending weeks, if not months, building trust with their victims in virtual relationships in order to manipulate them into sending them money. But it's not just happening online, it's happening in real life too. And while it can happen to anyone, regardless of their gender, it's older women who tend to be the most targeted. Every day there seems to be another news story about a woman who has met and fallen in love with a man who she believed to be her soulmate, only to discover he's a romance fraudster. Women who might have recently gone through a divorce, be grieving the death of a loved one, struggling with midlife, or just feeling lonely and emotionally fragile, are vulnerable to being exploited and manipulated by these cruel scammers. Worse still, romance fraud isn't just about money. In fact, the psychological damage is often far worse than the financial. Because by masquerading as your soulmate, these fraudsters aren't just stealing your life savings, they're stealing your heart, your trust, and your sense of self. It's a particularly cruel crime that leaves victims feeling emotionally and mentally scarred because it plays into everything we hold dear: love. By falling in love, you allow yourself to be vulnerable, to trust, to hope, to imagine a future together. Your partner is supposed to make you feel safe and protect you, so this fraud is the ultimate betrayal. I'd hear stories of people talking about how discovering the deceit had shattered their confidence and left them with extreme feelings of shame and guilt. Many spoke of being too embarrassed to go to the police, since they blamed themselves. Isolated and depressed, and unable to trust anyone, including themselves, some even consider suicide. Many, if not most of us, will know what it feels like to have our heart broken. But how does it feel to discover that everything you believed in is a lie? That the man you thought was your soulmate has stolen your life savings and effectively your life? Which brings me back to Maggie. Maggie is every woman. She's all of us. A woman who worked hard to build herself a life that she loved. The only thing missing was someone special to share it with. What happened to her could happen to anyone. And while this novel is a tribute to anyone who has ever been a victim of romance fraud, it's also for anyone who has ever suffered a blow so devastating they thought their life was over. Because Maggie is here to show you that it's not. Far from it. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's rewind back to the beginning. Back to how every story starts. So, I met this guy.
Prologue. Off the Mediterranean coast, late at night.
Quick! He's getting away!
Two women in evening gowns give chase. Rushing across the pool deck of the giant cruise ship, they dive past the live band and down the stairs, darting and dodging through the uniformed crew and jiving guests that have gathered for the Dancing Under the Stars extravaganza.
Sorry, excuse me, sorry,
apologizes the older woman.
Get out of the way!
Yells the younger. Rainbow-coloured cocktails go flying,